Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the third day of the month of Nisan. Today is day 543. That so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Daniel Cohn of Congregation Agudas Shalom in Stamford, Connecticut, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Cohn slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and translated then into English. And then Rabbi Cohn will lead us in the recitation of the Mishneh Berach for the Chayalim, the Mishneh Berach for the Chatufim, for the Yeshuim, and finally concluding with the Mishneh Berach L'Cholim, where he will pause, give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And beyond always getting a peek into who will be the speaker that day, there is a double benefit over the last few weeks, but especially today, and why it is so worthwhile to sign up at ou.org/Tehillim call. One is we have an active link there for all of the Chayalim in Israel that is provided to us directly from the IDF who are in need of a Refuah Shelema. That list is constantly updated as soon as they give us the latest version. And so for that reason alone, just to be able to daven, to pray for those soldiers who are in need of our collective tefillot, of our collective prayers, is worthwhile. But as of today, following yesterday's call with Rav Daron Perez from World Mizrahi, there is now a link to vote for Slate 5 that the OU, together with Mizrahi, Yeshiva University, National Council of Young Israel, Turo, Amit, RCA, and many other prominent organizations that so many of us associate with, the OIC, the Orthodox Israel Coalition. It is as simple as clicking on the link in the daily email. It is on, when you go down the rows of buttons, it is the bottom button. It takes literally 5 minutes. Click on the button. It will ask for a little bit of information that will take you to the WZO page where you can then actually vote. The whole thing takes 5 minutes. There is a $5 cost that does not go to Mizrahi, the OU, or anyone. It just helps to cover the cost of the elections themselves. Every single party has that associated cost, but it is a difference of billions and billions and billions of dollars that goes to provide so many different services and resources in Eretz Yisrael and Israel as well as here. So please be our ambassadors. Vote. If you're 18 plus, both you, your spouse can vote. Anyone 18 and older, please help us get the word out. Share the email. Help us get the word out, because we all are always asking, what can we do for Israel? For all of us who've been here on this Tehillim call for the last several years, know we're doing our part. We're davening daily. We're learning daily. But there's more that we can do. We can literally make a difference in how billions of dollars are allocated to support Israel. So please, click on the email. If you don't get the email, please go to ou.org/Tehillim call, ou.org/Tehillim call. Your vote, yes, can and will make a difference. And please, don't just vote yourself. Please share it with everyone in your network. Let's get the word out. We truly, greatly appreciate it. Our brothers and sisters appreciate it. Thank you, and you'll hear this announcement a lot over the next few days. With that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Cohn.
Thank you very much for that warm introduction. I want to begin today with a thought experiment. What if I wrote you a check for $86,400 right now? And every morning, that money was deposited into your bank account. But the trick is that money would disappear at midnight. I'm sure we all would find a way to spend those dollars wisely. The truth is that every morning we wake up with 86,400 seconds. And unfortunately, oftentimes we focus a little too much time on how we spend our money, but not always on the seconds and the minutes which we are gifted with every day. The notion of how we spend our time is an important theme as we approach the holiday of Pesach. In fact, we all know it really is related very much to the first mitzvah that God gives the nation of Israel when they're leaving Egypt. We just read in Parshat HaChodesh where Hashem says to Moshe to tell the Jewish people, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. This month is for you the beginning of the calendar cycle. It certainly initiates the notion of setting up a lunar cycle and the concept of Kiddush HaChodesh, sanctifying the new moon. But the Sforno says it means something much deeper. Basically, God is telling the Jewish people, Mikan Va'elach, from here and forward, time is in your hands. Now you have free choice as to what to do with your time. As slaves, the Jewish people couldn't choose. They were told what to do when, and there was no freedom to be able to sanctify time. But what God was telling the Jewish people, what God is telling us, is that what freedom is about is not only having the ability to do what I want with my time, but to make sure that my time counts. And that is one of the great messages of the holiday of Pesach, and something which is truly a timeless and timely message. Oftentimes in life, the challenge is not a challenge of time, but it's a challenge of priority. You try to think what is truly not only what is urgent in my life, but what is most important. And I want to share with you briefly a strategy, because oftentimes we wonder where the day went. But if we can develop a consciousness, then every moment and every day, I want to accomplish something that is worthy of future memory, then we truly will have celebrated not only the Pesach physically, but truly find liberation of the spirit to harness time. And that is something which is very unique to Judaism. When we declare the beginning of the new month, we make the following statement, that the molad, the very beginning of the new month, not only in days and minutes, but we mention chalakim. There are 1,080 chalakim in an hour. There are 18 chalakim in a minute. And what is being explained here, a chalak is a little over 3 seconds. But my Soloveitchik explains that this is so important because it makes us realize that even within 3 seconds, we have the possibility of changing our world and the world of somebody else. That's perhaps why it says that Kol Yisrael Yishlem Chalak L'Olam Haba. Sometimes all it takes is 3.5 seconds. The decision to forgive or not to forgive. The decision to offer a tefillah or not, to make a bracha over food. If I use that opportunity to meditate on the food and to bring God into it, that food is radically different. And there's no one who understood this better than Yosef HaTzadik. When Yosef was actually in jail, lamenting the fact that he was accused of rape in the dungeon, he had every reason in the world to lament his darkness. But his whole life changes in 3.5 seconds. He says, Madua penechem ra'im hayom. He turns to the butler and the baker. He sees the face of God in them and says, why do you look so sad? And it's in that moment when he reaches out to somebody else that his fate is changed into a different destiny. For all of us, we have so many opportunities to sanctify time. And I want to challenge everybody with one other strategic idea. I call the 3 minutes challenge. Nobody doesn't have 3 minutes. Plug it into your calendar. Here we go. 1 minute is for tefillah. Doesn't mean we're not davening, but for me, the verse that I draw strength on, whether it's in Younger, I taught me this many years ago, is I realize that I'm not carrying all the burdens in life. I say 3 times a day from Yeshayahu chapter 40, Kove Hashem Yachalitu Koach. Those who have faith in God, their strength will be renewed. They will grow wings like eagles. They will run and not walk and not grow tired or weary. Not a single one of us is carrying burdens on our own. We realize that God is our co-pilot. In that one moment, I find renewed strength. And as somebody shared with me recently, an eagle is one of the only birds that doesn't run away from the storm. But it harnesses the wind. It harnesses the challenges to soar higher. to add that 1 minute of tshuva. The second is a minute of gratitude. Start a gratitude journal, but here is the also important idea. Don't repeat ourselves. My daughter, many years ago, Sarah Monk, I didn't know she was doing this. She was almost up to 800 of them. And she said, every night before I go to sleep, I read 50. How can I not be happy? 1 minute of gratitude can change our life. And the third minute is a minute to give chizuk to somebody else. Every Sunday, just take a moment to write down names of people who maybe you wanted to get in touch with, a teacher who you forgot to thank, somebody in your life, and then take 1 minute to send them a text, to send them a thank you. Time is precious. 86,400 seconds. We have minutes, but each minute, as Pesach teaches us, can be the difference between chametz and matzah. Each minute can potentially be an eternal moment. So God willing, we'll all be blessed with a greater mindfulness to maximize every moment. But even within 3.5 seconds, when I look and see the face of God in another human being, I turn to a stranger and I make that moment meaningful. But maybe it's adding those 3 minutes to my life. A minute of tefillah, of finding strength, a minute of gratitude, and a minute of chizuk. Our lives will not only be ones in which we celebrated Pesach, but we truly understood what it means to be liberated in time and hachodes elachem, to realize the gift of every single moment of every single day. I'm now going to recite a number of psalms. Of course, we have in mind the soldiers in Israel, the hostages, all those who need chizuk. And God willing, they'll all experience redemption and light speedily and in our days. Lamnatseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara. Yisragevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh B'Mitzion Yisadecha. Yizkor Kol Minchosecha V'Olascha Yidash Netzela. Yiten Lecha Chil Vavecha V'Cho Asadcha Yimalei. Nirana B'Shuasecha. Uveshem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha. Atal Yadati Yashe Adonai Mishicho. Yaneu Mishmei Kodesho B'Gvorot Yesha Imino. Elav Arecha Ve'Elav Asusim. V'anachli b'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Emakaro v'nafalo v'anachli kama v'nisodad. Adonai Oshia, Amelach Yaneinu v'yom Kareinu. Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid. Adonai ro'i lo achzar. Dinos deshi yarbitzeni almei minufos inahalini. Nafshi yishovei v'yanchini b'mag v'tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki elach b'geit salmaves lo ira ra ki ata imadi. Shiftecha mishantecha hema yinachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorai. Yishanta v'shem en roshi kosi revaya. Achto v'chesed yudifuni kol yimei chayai. Yishapaveis Adonai le'orech yamin. Psalm 121. Shir l'malos. Etza einai eho harim li'ayin yivo ezri. Ezri mi'im Adonai oseh shemayim va'aret. Ayiten lamad raglacha ayinum shemrecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shemer Yisrael. Adonai shemrecha Adonai tzurcha ayabi minecha. Yomam ha-shemesh le'yakeka v'yarech b'layla. Adonai yishmorecha mikol ra yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeitcha v'echa me'ata v'ad olam. Psalm 130. Shehamalos. Imam akim karasticha Adonai. Adonai shemabu koli, tiena uzecha kashivos v'kol tach Adonai. Imavonot tishmarya, Adonai mi'amod. Kimcha slicha l'man tivorei. Kibisi Adonai kibsa nafshi v'livoro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishamrim l'boker. Shamrim l'boker. Yechel Yisrael al Adonai ki'im Adonai chesed v'arbe imo v'dus. V'hu yifteh et Yisrael mikol avonosav. Psalm 142. Maskil l'David v'yosib b'amara tfila. Koli el Adonai ezak, koli Adonai eskanan. Shpoch l'fanav sifi, tarasi l'fanav agib. Yisatef alai rufi v'ata yadate l'sivasi. V'orap zu alech tamnu pachli. Abayt yamin ure'ei v'ein li makir, abad manos mineni. Ein doresh l'nafshi. On our site, Achenu. Achenu Kobes Yisrael, Hanesim Batoro Vashivya. Aumdim Bain Bayam Uve Bayabasha. Amakom Yerachem Alenetim Mitzaradu Vacham Mutalala Uram Shmuli Gula. Hashta Bagalav Isman Kaliv and Amar Amen. It's for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on steer land. May the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. I will now recite the Mishaberach for the Tzvagana of Yisrael. Mishaberach Abaseinu. Abraham Yitzchok Yaakov Yivarech Eschayilei Tzvagana of Yisrael Va'anshei Kochos Abitachon. Ha'omdim HaMishmar Artin Avoyal Hinu Medvul HaVinon Va'am Yivar Mitzrayim U'min Hayam HaGadol Adavar Rabba Hashav Bevur Mokho Makom Shehem. Vayabasha Bavir Uvayam. Yitanonai es oyvenu, hakamu olinu gafilis nehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishmor, v'yatzil, es chaylinu mikol tuvertuko mikol ne'egam achala. V'yishlach bracha v'hatzlacha v'chom ha'tzei yedehem, yedber sinu tachtehem, v'yatem b'chasi yishua, v'acharit nisachon, v'umkiyam v'hem ha'kasuv, k'adonai v'alechem v'alech imachem, v'ilachem v'chem v'vechem, v'ashia s'chem v'namar amein. When I recite the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim. Mishaberach Abaseinu. Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivorech Yishmor V'Yitzurat Nedarei Tzvagana L'Yisrael Hu Shvuyav. Let's call Achenu Hanesim Batora Uvashiviya Bavur Shekov HaKahal HaKadosh Hazem Yisraelel Bavuram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachim Aleihem V'yosei Mechoshi V'Tzalmavet Moserem Yinatek Moserem Yishayen V'shem Nechaitis L'chaseihem Yodon Echasto HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Lachlimam Rachosam Lachatikam Lachayosam. Yishlach Lahem Meher Poshim Neshamayim, Lachor V'lachor Gidem V'Soch Shar Fala Yisrael. Report to Nefesh Us Aguf, Hashta Ba'agolah V'Zman Kaliv, V'Namar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Cohen. Truly appreciate having you on. I know you were a little bit under the weather today, and I appreciate you powering through to be with us here on the Zilei Tehillim call, and we look forward to having you back on Emir to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful day.